Well, welcome back to the second hour, the second segment of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that each week I try to bring you the best in the mixture of Jewish music, and this has been a special interview that I have with Dan Funk and talking about the wonderful group Safam. Shalom, Dan. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Shalom to you, Charlie. Thank
you. Okay. Let me just stop this music here. Okay, there it is. We've had quite an exploration in the first hour, and the second hour will be equally wonderful. I understand that you have a concert coming up in Fairlawn on April 6th.
Fairlawn, New Jersey, Temple Beth Shalom, April 6th at 1:30. And we're hoping that our New Jersey fans, who are many throughout the state, especially that part of the state, that many of them will come out and see us, hear us again as we embark on our 40th year together.
Wow, 40 years and still talking to one another. That's great.
I know, pretty amazing.
Yes.
It lasts longer than some marriages, but it's been a great joy for us, and it's still working. So we're going to keep doing it as long as people will have us, and give the unique performance that we do.
Well, for anyone who would want to hire your group for their synagogue or for a fundraiser, whatever, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Best way is to simply go to our website. You'll see an email address there, Safam at safam.com. Drop me a quick email, and then we can start talking on the phone and talk details and go over what it's about to bring Safam into your community. It's always a very special event and always well received. We wouldn't still be here after 40 years if this thing weren't still working.
For sure. So that's Safam at safam.com.
Right.
And you have a website.
Yeah, it's just basically safam.com, www, although these days you don't even need the three W's to get to it. And you can listen to some music, you can read about us, and ultimately talk to me, and we can discuss what it takes, what's involved, and the different kinds of concerts that are available to people.
Well, they can also purchase your wonderful CDs.
Yeah, you can order the CDs online. You can order our songbook anthology online. And pretty soon, we're going to have some new songs coming out where we're going to be working in concert with another website by the name of oisongs.com.
Okay.
Oisongs used to be known as Oitunes, and iTunes got wind of it and told them to stop. Which was a shame because it has such a nice ring to it. But it's still all the same in terms of what they do. So eventually, pretty soon, you'll be able to link up with Oi Songs and download three new songs from Safam along with two new live versions of some of our classics. And we think it'll be a nice reconnection between us and our fans.
I might suggest that to listeners who have children or grandchildren and you'd like to give a very meaningful present, I think giving a half a dozen of the CDs that have the selections that we've been playing would be a great, great gift and to introduce the next generation to what they've been missing.
And you're not even getting a cut of this. That's very nice of you, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay. I always make the bush for Hanukkah. I say, you've got to give a meaningful gift. Forget all the other Narishkeit. Give them Jewish music.
We have a Hanukkah Passover double CD compilation. And, of course, you know, it's basically two different times of the year.
Right.
Those are two different times of the year where Jewish music plays a big role. You know, one in the Haggadah and singing around the Passover Seder table. And the other, of course, is Hanukkah, where there are so many nice Hanukkah songs. And again, most of ours are original, but we mix it up a bit.
Right.
And, it's a fun thing. With Passover coming up, certainly getting in your hands the Passover CD is a wonderful thing to add to songs for your Seder.
Well, not only for your Seder, but if you are a guest at someone's home, which many of you are, other than bringing food or a bottle of wine, bring a copy of this great CD. I'll be playing a little bit of it for the holidays, and I'm sure it's available just by going to safam.com.
Well, that's true. And listen, after we're done with the show off the year, I want to talk to you about being our marketing agent.
So, okay. No, that'll take all the fun out of it, you know. Okay, now we're going to be hearing Home to Jerusalem. This is from the album A Brighter Day from 1986.
Well, just like Joel Sussman wrote the song Jerusalem that we heard earlier in the first segment about some of his reflections of having spent time in Jerusalem, Robbie also had his own time in Jerusalem, and this is a very different song, but the theme remains the same, and the title says it all, Home to Jerusalem.
Okay.
Home to Jerusalem, our love will never end. You are the strength that flows through my right hand. I'll never forget thee, Jerusalem. High up in the hills is your golden dome, calling to your children to bring them home. And they shall be like dreamers awakened from a sleep to go up to Jerusalem. Often in the night we have called your names, burning with the light of a holy flame. And now you stand before us with open arms. Welcome back to Jerusalem. Home to Jerusalem. Our love will never end. You are the strength that flows through my right hand. I'll never forget thee, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, oh yes, it's a great city. I love to just go there with no plans and just feel the city. It's great.
There's no city quite like music in the world.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
And, and incredibly special to the Jewish people.
For sure. Okay, your Sons of Safam album came out in 1980, and we're going to be hearing the title song, Sons of Safam.
Yes. 1980 saw a time in our lives when three of us at that point had just had our firstborn arrive in the world within the last, say, year and a half. It was very much on our minds. And Joel Sussman, if you know Joel personally, he can be a very funny guy, but his sensitive side comes out when he writes songs. And so he wrote the song Sons of Safam. At the time, we only had sons. And years later, two daughters showed up. Later on, in the mid-'80s, we had a follow-up song called B'nai Safam, which, of course, B'nai can mean sons of or children of.
Uh-huh.
So we had it covered with the latter translation.
Gotcha.
But in any event, a lot of people were struck, especially baby boomers, our age group, that here we were, these guys in our 30s, singing sensitively about our newborn kids, and the kids' pictures are on the album.
Right.
And, you know, it was just a sweet, sweet time to be commemorating in our lives.
For sure. Okay, Sons of Safam.
Some time since I have put these feelings into song. How I love my little Ariel as father loves his son. Now I give to you this blessing as my father's father said. Yisimcha Elohim ke'efraim u'minashe. Ari Josh and Aharon, hey B'nai Safam, the promise that they hold for us is there for everyone. Ani roei v'azman, hinachanu kulam, v'kol echad yashir shirei Safam. Though you're just a child, my Joshua, too young to understand the challenges a Jew must face as he becomes a man. And as I watch you sleeping, I can't believe it's true. And I thank the Lord each night and day for blessing us with you. Ari Josh and Aharon, hey B'nai Safam, the promise that they hold for us is there for everyone. Ani roei avo hazman, yidachadu kulam, v'kol echad yashir shirei Safam. Aharon was chosen as the leader of his tribe, and so my son, I pray that you will wear his name with pride. And Samuel, my baby, though you are the smallest one, I know how David felt when he held little Solomon. Ari Josh and Aharon, Haim B'nai Safam, the promise that they hold for us is there for everyone. Ani roei avo hazman, yitachadu kulam, v'kol echad yashir shirei Safam. Ari Josh and Aharon, hey B'nai Safam. And now there's little Samuel, well, he's the newest one. Ani roei avo hazman, yitachadu kulam.
Thank you. I was just thinking, I hope some of these sons are playing this music for their sons.
Yes, we think they are. We know that they're fans. So we have some grandkids. We have a bunch of grandkids now in the Safam family, and some of them have been to our concerts. And if our sons aren't playing them, we play the songs for them.
Yes. Now, our next selection is from an album, Piece by Piece. It's entitled Tribute.
Well, you know, the life cycle events that we all go through, some are happy and some are sad, and we didn't shy away from focusing on both. And so I wanted to start this segment of the program with the joy of having kids, raising kids, and moving on right now to the loss of a loved one, in this case, a parent. When Joel Sussman's father died, he wrote this song, and he seems to have a sensitive side when he writes his music and songs like this. Many people have been moved by this song. We've gotten many letters over the years of people who felt the song helped them through difficult times. Not that that was the goal of the song, but it's nice to hear that that kind of impact was, in fact, felt.
For sure. Okay, so this is Tribute.
Same, because no mortal man could be, but the man he was the kind I've tried so very hard to be. For he said, it does not matter what you earn or where you live, for a man he is remembered by the way that he would give. And the man he was a giver, and he gave with all his heart, but it pained him so to take, because he loved the giving part. So I give to you, my father, dear and sad memoriam, that this man, he is a better man for knowing he's your son. So I give to you, my father, dear in sad memoriam, that this man, he is a better man for knowing he's your son.
Beautiful, really, very touching.
Yeah, it's got quite an impact.
Is that you as the lead singer?
No, that's Joel.
That's Joel, okay.
Yeah, I do most of the Hebrew songs.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, they never really let me sing too much English. I've always wondered about that.
Now, do you play an instrument?
Nope, just a little tambourine and maracas and a little percussion that way, but mostly I'm a singer.
Oh, okay. I could play the tambourine, but that's about it.
There you go.
Okay, now, Yoram Hayam from Greater Scheme of Things, that's a 1989 album.
Yes, this is a song that I'm particularly fond of because I do sing lead on this one. It's a very challenging performance, and it's got a real nice Middle Eastern sound. And I guess you could say selfishly, I put this on the list because it's one of my better performances.
Okay. What is a Yoram Hayam?
This is from the Friday night service, the Kabbalah service. And that's really all I can tell you.
Okay, here we go. Bravo, Yoram Hayam. Did you say there was a songbook?
We have a songbook. We call it the Safama Anthology. It has every one of our original songs. It's got pictures. It's got interesting facets about the making of each album. And it's really the complete Safam collection for those who want all the sheet music.
And that's available through your website.
It is, and it's a great book. We like to call it a coffee table book, right out of Seinfeld. But it really is that kind of book. It's got a hardcover, and it's beautifully put together.
Okay. This next selection, I had mentioned to you, Yamit, resonates for me as I and Helen and I have been to we're at Gush Katif every 6 months for many, many, many years, and many of our friends were, well, I would say brutally evicted, but most of my listeners know my feelings about this. And we met people who were had been in Yamit, and of course, the those who may not be familiar, Yamit was a town that was constructed in the Sinai, and it was given away to the Egyptians, and they just came in and plowed down the town, and many of these refugees resettled into what's Gush Katif in Gaza, and now many, I don't know the number, but there were many who suffered the same brutal eviction, and it resonates very much for me.
Well, it struck us when we heard about what had gone on there. When Robbie wrote it, he put it more in the light of, look at the sacrifices that some Israelis have had to make for the sake of peace.
Yes.
And that's kind of the way the song is couched.
Sure. But it's an elusive piece, unfortunately.
Understood.
Yes. So let's hear Yamit.
In Yamit, the sun is setting and the shadows start to grow. The soldiers come, we are not ready. We never thought we'd have to go. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. Across these sands did our forefathers walk along for 40 years to reach the land that they were promised. They filled the desert with their tears. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yamit. A boy of 10 just sits and cries, his birthplace struck before his eyes, his father speaks of sacrifice. His sister sitting in the sand, she is too young to understand. Can we ever go back again? Can we ever go back again? In Yamit, there is a schoolyard where the children used to play. The pavement cracks, the buildings crumble, and soon the sand will have its way. Oh, Yamit, that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yamit. A now the desert people scatter and leave you silent as before. A thousand years, what will it matter? Only the sign I will endure. Oh, Yami, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yami. Oh, Yami, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yami.
Wow, a really tough song.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, Hallel. This is from Sons of Sepham, 1980.
Yeah, the half the album is devoted to our version of a Hallel service, and this is the opening two portions of it. Very proud of that stretch of music. It's again, songs that can be used at the Seder coming up, and Birkat Hallel and Hallelu.
Okay. Dan?
Yeah.
Question. How many people are singing in that chorus? It sounds like 30.
Well, when you get into the studio, there are a lot of tricks you can play. There's only four of us singing, but I think we must have double and triple tracked certain parts.
Oh, really?
To give it a choral sound.
Well, it really does. You know, I'm listening to many of these, and I say, wow, four guys are making such a great sound.
it varies from song to song. Because,
of course,
you know, you
of course.
You don't want to overwhelm the listener on the one hand.
Sure.
On the other hand, certain songs lend themselves to that fuller sound. This was one of them. And so I know what you're saying, and you're right. I can't remember back to 1980 exactly, but I'm pretty sure from the sound of it that we added our own voices a few extra times.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, the Grandfather's Train, quite frankly, I confess I wasn't that quite familiar with that particular selection.
It's not exactly a follow-up to Leaving Mother Russia, but it tells a story. And if not for the fact that Soviet Jews were let out late 80s, early 90s, this song couldn't have been written, because the end of the song, the end of the story is that he's left and he's gone to Jerusalem. So This is a different kind of a song about a Soviet Jew and his experience. And it's got a Hasidic sound to it, but it's English lyrics, and it's a strong story song.
Okay, Grandfather's Train.
But deep in his heart, the vision remains.
he's finally home in Jerusalem.
Okay, you know, Dan, as I've been listening to these selections, I've been thinking how much of the music today, first of all, you can't understand the words, and the words are, I don't want to say meaningless, but they don't tell stories like yours.
Well, I hear you. I don't know what the reason for that is. You know, not every song has to be meaningful, but I guess a lot of ours became that way. There's certainly some lightness on some of our songs, although I think the selections that I've given you for this show show maybe a little bit of the heavier side, because when you hear us in concert, it's quite a mixed bag.
Uh-huh.
In terms of not everything is about a socially conscious, you know, political or historical
right
issue. You know, some of those songs.
Yeah, it's a little heavy duty for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And so, you know, you don't load up an entire concert's worth of songs with that, but it's part of it. And other parts are maybe a little more frivolous, perhaps in these selections I've leaned a little bit more on the so-called quote-unquote meaningful songs.
Gotcha. But,
you know, we have 100 original songs or thereabouts, and you know, it's really just a certain percentage of them have this kind of quality,
right.
But they seem to resonate, and so I figure they'd be good for the show.
For sure, for sure. We're next going to hear "Rivers of Babylon."
Yeah, this one is a little bit along those lines. It's more poetic. It's really kind of a poem. And I suppose the part of the song that reads, "Sad was my song in the land of Babylon, with a heart that kept yearning for Zion," going back to the so-called Babylonian captivity in our history, there was a longing to come back to Zion.
Right.
And this song reflects that.
Okay. This is "Rivers of Babylon."
Two rivers flowed in a land long ago, and a voice from the waters said, "Follow me." I sat and cried by the dark riverside, so afraid that the waters would swallow me. Run, run, Babylon, swiftly to the sea. Let me ride upon your current, let me feel my destiny. I was exiled in your cities, but your waters set me free. So run, run, river.
Run, run, river.
Rivers of Babylon. Sad was my song in a land Babylon, with a heart that kept yearning for Zion. Dreamed of a sign through the rivers of time, with a power my heart could rely on.
Run, run,
thank you.
I was thinking as I heard the Nothing Stays the Same, then I was thinking of En Kadosh Takad Hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. We have such a dichotomy in things in our history, that's
yeah,
for sure.
There are so many platitudes that ultimately, if you look at them all, they conflict with each other. But,
and they're all true.
Each one has its place in the right moment.
Yes, yes. You know, the one about the rabbi, the husband comes and tells his story, and he says, "You're right." And then the wife comes, and she tells her story, and he says, "You're right." And the rabbi's wife happened over here, and he says, "Rabbi, dear, they both can't be right." He says, "You're right." Whatever.
Well, that could be a yes kind of person.
Yes. Okay, now our next selection is Misha Berach.
Well, Misha Berach, as anyone who's been to a Jewish service knows, a certain portion of the service where Misha Berach, blessing, is said on behalf of those who might be sick in the congregation or friends and relatives of those in the congregation. And I think Rabbi Solomon, in his role as a full-time cantor, he comes across people in those positions on a rather regular basis.
Uh-huh.
And he decided to write a song that expressed those sentiments, the Hebrew and the English. It's kind of poetic, and it's mm-hmm. valid, and it's very pretty.
I have only one problem with Misha Berach. I do a lot of shul hopping to hear all the cantors. I'm very much involved with Chazanim here in the Upper West Side and the Upper East Side and wherever they may be. And comes the Misha Berach for the sick. They don't give me enough time to mention all the names. At our age, at my age anyway, and sadly, it's a long list. But
no, I understand what you're saying. I guess, for expediency, they have to get
of course.
Back to the service, but I understand your prediction.
Yes, no, so I quickly mentioned them in my mind. Okay, let's hear Misha Berach.
Nope.
Oh, no. No? Oh, no. That's
Light One Candle.
Light One Candle. Okay, skipped. There you go.
With our prayers we send you a healing touch. May they comfort and mend you and bring you back home to us. And with radiant blessings like the stars above, may you always be sheltered in the arms of love. When kind words have been spoken, may they ease your pain. When your heart has been broken, may God make you and with infinite blessings, like the stars above, may you always be sheltered in the arms of love. In the arms of love, there is such thank you. like the stars above. May we always be sheltered in the arms of love. In the arms of love, there is such tenderness. In the arms of love, we are forever blessed. Ishe berata moteinu. Ishe berati moteinu. Ishlach beracha.
Amen. Yes. This next selection is from an album of Chanukah and Pesach. When did you come out with it?
This one would have been in the early 2000s. We had always wanted to do a Chanukah album, and we already had quite a bit of the material for the Passover album, especially with the Hallel service. So what you hear on these discs are compilations, but the Chanukah album has about five new songs on it from anything that had been done before. Again, most of them are original songs written by Joel and Robbie. This song, we've got two more songs on the show, and this, I saved the two cover songs for last. Every song we've heard up until now has been original songs. And this is a Peter, Paul, and Mary song, which... many people are familiar with, but some may not be. They do a very lively, folky version, as they are wont to.
Right.
And we slowed it down and gave it kind of a more, Backstreet Boys sound.
Okay.
And I happen to really love what we did to it, because you really can't improve on a Peter, Paul, and Mary song by doing it their way.
Right.
You have to do something different. And so this is our version of Light One Candle.
I just have to tell you that I am unhappy. You're supposed to say why.
I'm listening for the punchline here.
I didn't even know this album existed. And all these years I could have been playing it on my program, but I promise you it will be played for many more years to come, God be willing. So.
Oh, good. I think you've got them all now in your possession.
Okay.
So I fully expect and hope that you will play them.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a guarantee. Okay, so we're going to be hearing Light One Candle.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, with thanks that their light didn't die.
Light one candle for the pain they endured when their right to exist was denied.
Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand.
And light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand.
Don't let the light go out.
It's lasted for so many years.
Don't let the light go out. Let it shine through our love and our tears.
For the strength that we need to never become our own foe.
the pain we learned so long ago.
Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart.
And light one candle to find us together, with peace as a song in our heart.
Don't let the light go out,
it's lasted for so many years.
Don't let the light go out,
let it shine through our love and our tears. Praise God,
that's valued so highly, we keep it alive in that flame. What's the commitment to those who have died when we cry out they've not died in vain?
We have come this far, always believing that justice would somehow prevail. This is the burden, this is the promise, and this is why we will not fail. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears.
Gotta keep it burning.
Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out,
let it shine through our love and our tears.
Shine through our love and our tears.
Shine through our love and our tears.
Very smooth.
Yeah, there you go.
And now I want to remind my listeners that you can purchase this CD, the Hanukkah and Pesach CD, simply by going to Safam at Safam.
No, just go to Safam.com.
Oh, just Safam.com.
If you want to email us, they can go to do Safam at Safam.
Oh, right. Email for information, or just go to Safam.com.
Right.
And you can purchase all of the CDs. There's, what, about 10?
10 single CDs and 3 compilations. We've got 2 greatest hits double CDs and the Hanukkah Passover double CD.
Right.
And as I said earlier, there's going to be some new songs coming out online. And oisongs.com is going to be featuring them soon. And we hope it's heading towards a new album, but little by little, we're getting some new songs out there.
Right, and your songbook is also available on that.
Yes, the comprehensive songbook, the Safam Songbook Anthology, which really is a great book, and it's got a lot of stories about Safam, pictures, and if you're a Safam fan, you really ought to have it.
Yes. Before we play the last selection, which is one of my favorites, among the many, I want to remind my listeners that on April 6th, that's Sunday, at 1:30 p.m. at Temple Beth Shalom of Fairlawn, which is at 4-25 Fairlawn Avenue in Fairlawn, New Jersey, you can see and hear and listen and probably purchase CDs there, I would imagine.
Yes, of course.
Right, and see the real thing.
Yes, the Farman concert.
Yes. Now, in the early 80s, this song came out, Al Kol Leila, and I remember I did a medley of it, and I put together segments of my favorites, and you were part of it, and Yoram Gaon, and a few others. This is certainly a classic.
It's a classic written by Naomi Shemer back then. She recorded it, and we only changed it from the standpoint of adding English translation lyrics.
Right.
Ironically, even though our fourth album, Bittersweet, had all original songs with the exception of this one, because of the line of tasting the bitter with the sweet in this song, the album took the name Bittersweet.
Aha. Interesting. Okay. I'll call Layla.
Al harevash ve'al ha'oketz, al hamar ve'hamatok, al biteinu ha'tinoket shmorei ha'tok. Al ha'esh ha'mevo'eret, al ha'mayim ha'zakim, al ha'ish ha'shav ha'baita min ha'merchakim. Al kolele, al kolele, shmor na li eli hato. Al hadevash ve al haokets, al hamar ve hamato. Like the bee that brings the honey, needs a stinger to compete, so our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet. And to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away.
Beautiful way to end the program. Just great.
Thank you.
Well, Dan Funk, on behalf of myself and my many listeners, I just want to thank you for taking the time to not only share your wonderful music with us, but to give your insights and your comments. And I'm sure that this is going to be a treasured special.
Well, thank you so much, really. I had a wonderful time. And you know, when I hear a compilation of songs like this from our repertoire, I feel like my life is passing before me, which is kind of cool on the one hand and kind of overwhelming on the other. But I guess that's what happens when you've got 40 years of music under your belt.
Yes.
And there's enough good songs to get a two-hour show like this to keep it full.
For
and
sure.
I appreciate you having us on and playing our music.
Well, and I'm sure you must feel very proud to be part of, to have created something that is so meaningful and so beautiful. And because music certainly is, it's real soul music. You know, I always talk about soul music, and I consider this the ultimate.
Well, you know, being in Safam has been an absolute gift for me in my life, I never take it for granted. And I just hope we keep doing this as long as we can and bringing out some new music for our fans to digest. And we hope to see you down the road.
You got it. I'm sure we'll be meeting soon.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.